You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, radio listeners. This is Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, True Pentecostal Community Temple here in Cocoa, Florida, welcoming you again to the radio ministry. Elder Gray is not with us today. I'm back with you, and we are here to give you what thus saith the Lord. We are grateful to the Lord for another opportunity to come before you and to give you a word from the Lord. And we thank God for all of our radio listeners. We honor the Lord today. We thank God for being here at the radio station. We honor the Lord today. We thank God for our Elder Lewis Gray that's normally carrying the broadcast. But today I'm here and we are grateful to the Lord for it. We thank God for him, a great, wonderful man of God. Preach the gospel. We are grateful to the Lord for our church, True Pentecostal Community Temple. And we are located at 16 South Wilson Avenue in Cocoa, Florida. And we invite you to come out to any and all of our services. Our Sunday service, our Sunday school is at 10 o'clock a.m. Our morning worship, 11:40. We're asking you to come out and be with us. Our weekday service is Tuesdays. Our Bible study is at 6 o'clock. Our Thursday nights at 6 o'clock, we work with our youth. And we invite you to any and all of these services to come out and be with us. I do want to thank God also for my companion, President Charlie Kimbrough, who stands by my side. Keep me going forth, pushing me to do what God said. And I thank God for him. All the saints of God, I love you all. I appreciate you, the saints of True Pentecostal, and all the radio listeners that's listening to this word weekly. We thank God for you. And we're getting ready to go into the Word of God because we want you to be able to get a chance to hear the Word. And we thank God for you. And we're going to go into our scripture. We're going to pray first that God will just order and direct our steps, that he will lead us and guide us and give us just what he wants us to say. And I want you to notice the scripture. We will be coming from Acts, the first chapter. And we're going to read verses 1 through 8, and we want you to please take it in. Hear what thus saith the Lord today, and I'm going to pray at this time. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come giving you thanks for allowing us this opportunity to stand before you, to be here in this radio station, Lord, to give a word from you, asking you, Lord God, that you would just lead and guide me, give me what to say. For Lord, these are your people. I am just your a servant. I'm just a vessel for you to use. And Lord, I want you to use me today to reach souls for you. But Lord, I realize that we are living, I truly believe, in the last and evil days. And God, as we see the time approaching, Lord, help us, Lord, the more to reach souls for you. For Lord, we know that you are coming back because you can't lie. And you said in your word that you were going to return. And God, you said, Lord God, hallelujah, for us to be ready. And we know, God, that you are going to do just what you said. One day, Lord God, you are going to come back and you're going to receive, oh God, the ones that are living holy, the ones that are living right. We're asking you, Lord God, that's to prepare the hearers, oh God, this day, Lord God. Prepare, Lord God, the ones that's on the listening to this radio broadcast today. Lord, that their hearts will be touched, that their mind, Lord God, hallelujah, oh God, will be changed, their hearts will be changed. Lord, that through the word, Lord God, that they will realize that you are God and that you are coming back for a people that are called by your name. You're coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. God, and we're asking, Lord God, that you would just lead us and guide us. Give us what to say today. Bless the hearers of this word. God, we do thank you. Use us, Lord, in a mighty way as I present my body to you as a living sacrifice. Oh, God, holy and acceptable unto you. Realizing, Lord God, that this is just my reasonable service. And God, I just pray today for the hearers of the word today that you would just bless them, Lord God, that they were blessed through the word today. In Jesus' name, I do thank you and I praise you for all things. For you said in your word, in all things, give thanks. And God, I do thank you for everything this morning in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank God for the prayer today. We'll be reading the scripture, Acts, the first chapter, verses 1 through 8. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he has chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but he shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for the reading of the scripture. I've read Acts, the first chapter, verses 1 through 8. And we want to use a thought, the power to live right. We are living in a time, praise God, amen, where so much is going on. People, praise God, amen, are turning away from the Lord. They are getting discouraged. They are just giving up on God. But I'm here to encourage you and to let you know that you can have the power to live right. You don't have to die and go to hell. And I say that because hell is a real place. It's a place that was not initially designed for man. It was for the devil and those angels that followed him in the rebellion. But Isaiah declared in the word that hell hath enlarged itself and opened wide its mouth. So therefore, more than just that the devil and his angels are going there. Otherwise, there would be no reason for hell to enlarge itself. But I'm here today to encourage you that you can live right. And I want you to know how to get that power to live right, so that you don't have to go to hell. And I have to tell you again that hell is real. And it's a place that people are going to spend their eternity. See, we have to realize that we're going to spend eternity someplace. And I was on the radio just a few weeks back. And I told you that the church is moving on. And praise God, amen. And I'm here to tell you that you can be a part of that church that's moving on. And I'm here to tell you, praise God, amen, how that you can have the power to live right. This particular scripture that I have read to you today, Jesus was getting ready to leave his disciples, realizing, praise God, amen, that the time had come for him to leave this earth. Praise God, amen. He began to assemble himself together with them, and he commanded them that they should not depart, praise God, amen, from Jerusalem. I'm talking about the power to live right. But he told them to wait for the promise. of the Father, which said he have heard of me. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He talked about how John the Baptist came. Praise God. Amen. And he was baptizing with water. Praise God. Amen. And some of you today have just gone in the water. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you that it's more than just going in the water. Praise God. Amen. There is, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. A promise after going into the water. Praise God. Amen. That you can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. And that is, praise God. Amen. The power to live right. Praise God. Amen. Jesus began to tell them that John truly baptized, praise God. Amen. With water. But he promised them and he told them, praise God. Amen. But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, praise God. Amen. Not many days, praise God, hence, because he knew that he was getting ready, praise God, amen, to leave them, praise God. Amen, praise God, amen. He spent his last time, praise God, amen, here on this earth, physically, praise God, amen, to teach them, praise God, amen, what they needed to know before he left, praise God. Amen. He began to tell them, praise God, amen, that to wait in Jerusalem, praise God, amen, until they be endued with power, praise God, amen, from on high. Praise God, amen. The scripture says, praise God, amen, praise God, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Somebody need to know how, praise God, amen, to live right. Praise God, amen, how can I live right? Where do I get this power? The power to live right is the Holy Ghost. Praise God, amen, you can't live right without the Holy Ghost. Praise God, amen, you only, praise God, can get frustrated, struggling, because, praise God, you're trying to live it on your own. But I'm here to tell you, praise God, amen, praise God, amen, that God has given us, praise God, amen, praise God, amen, the word to let us know, praise God, amen, that there will be a power to live right. See, Jesus knew that we could not live this thing without the Holy Ghost, so therefore, praise God, amen, he began to tell them, praise God, amen, that you're going to receive power, praise God, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, praise God, amen, praise God, and he let them know that you're going to be witnesses unto me, praise God, amen, Jerusalem, praise God, you're going to be a witness, praise God, in Judea, you're going to be a witness, and in Samaria, you're going to be a witness, but I like this last part, praise God, and unto the uttermost part of the earth, praise God, amen, it wasn't limited, praise God, to Jerusalem, it's not limited to Samaria or Judea, but in all parts of the earth, praise God, amen, Jesus, praise God, amen, begin to teach them, hallelujah, begin to let them know, praise God, amen, you, praise God, are going to receive power, but I want you, praise God, amen, to wait, hallelujah, in Jerusalem, hallelujah, the Bible lets us know, praise God, amen, as he, praise God, got ready to leave, praise God. Amen. He told them, praise God, over in St. Luke, the 24th chapter, praise God. Amen. Around the 49th verse, he said, and behold, I send the promise, praise God, of my Father upon you, praise God. Amen. But he told them to tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until they be endued with power from on high. And I'm here to tell you today to stay, hallelujah, my God, at the altar, hallelujah, my God, until you receive the power, my God, from on high, praise God. Amen. That's the power to live right, praise God. Amen. He told them, praise God, amen, to go back to Jerusalem, my God, and wait for the power, hallelujah. Amen. Wait, praise God. Amen. For the Holy Ghost, praise God. And the Bible declared, praise God, amen, that he led them out as far as to Bethany, my God, and he began to lift up his hands and he blessed them, praise God. My God, and while he blessed them, praise God, amen, the Bible said he was parted from them and carried up into heaven, praise God. Amen. And those that he was speaking to, his disciples, praise God, amen, they began to worship him, praise God, and do what Jesus said. They returned, praise God, amen, to Jerusalem, hallelujah, to wait in an upper room, praise God, amen, for the power that Jesus had promised them, the power of the Father, hallelujah. My God, in the Bible lets us know, praise God, amen, while they was there in the upper room, they began to praise my God and worship God, my God, and begin, praise God, amen, to wait on the promise, praise God. The Bible lets us know, hallelujah, amen, that while
Lord Jesus was getting ready to leave. My God, he was encouraging them to wait for the promise. Hallelujah. Somebody's trying to go without the promise. Hallelujah. But it takes the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. To live right. Somebody said, I can't stop doing what I'm doing. But I'm here to tell you, it takes the power of the Holy Ghost to stop what you're doing. If you can't stop lying, get the Holy Ghost. Well, it'll change that old tongue. Somebody say, I love this man or this woman. My God, but God said, my God, all fornicators, you got to come out from fornication. The power to live right. When you get the Holy Ghost, you won't have no desire to fornicate. You won't have no desire to lie. Hallelujah. My God, somebody's out there today. My God is committing adultery. My God, because they don't have the power. My God, to live right. They are fornicating because they don't have the power to live right. But I'm here on this radio station today to tell you, my God, that you, my God, can have the power, my God, to live right. My God, just like the apostles, oh God, in the upper room, my God, waiting on the promise, my God, not doing anything but praising and worshiping God. God is calling you today, my God, to the altar. God is calling you today to call upon his name, for the Bible declares, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. It's the power to live right. The Holy Ghost on the inside will change that outside. My God, the Bible lets us know, my God, on the day of Pentecost, they was waiting like Jesus said, in the upper room. The Bible declared 120. My God was in that upper room waiting for the promise. My God of the Father. And after a while, the Bible said, the Holy Ghost began to come as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And the Bible said, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with another tongue, in another the other tongue. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Somebody need to know that the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, is for you. Hallelujah. You need to know it's the power to live right. Hallelujah. It's not just for the Jew. It's for everybody. It's for every nation. My God, under heaven, the Bible declared they waited till the Holy Ghost came. And when the Holy Ghost came, they spoke in a new tongue. My God, the Bible said there were Jews, devout men out of every nation. My God, under heaven. My God, there in Jerusalem. Hallelujah, the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah, when the Holy Ghost came, the Bible declared 3,000 souls was added to the church. I'm talking about Jesus. Hallelujah, want you to have the power to live right. The Bible said in this scripture, as Jesus got ready to go, hallelujah, the Bible tell me, my God, as he began to go up into heaven, giving them the last instructions, hallelujah, how he gonna give them the Holy Ghost, but just wait right there for it. How the Bible said, after that, hallelujah, he told them, my God, he began to go up into heaven. I can see him, y'all, in my sanctified mind, looking up at Jesus, whom they had been with for these few years. My God, about 3.5 years, my God, a ministry of being taught, of being trained, but don't speak nothing until the Holy Ghost come. That's the power to live right. Hallelujah, the Bible said, after he told them, hallelujah, to wait, they waited and the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah, Jesus got ready to leave them. My God, in this chapter that we are reading, that I read in your ears, hallelujah, the Bible said, while he was going, was taken up, a cloud received him out of their sight. I can see him in my mind, looking up, y'all, seeing Jesus that had been here with them. My God, going up, the Bible said, that ye men of Galilee, said, why stand he gazing up into heaven? Hallelujah. I heard him say, that same Jesus that's been taken up from you, he's coming back in the same like manner as you see him going to heaven. Hallelujah. He's coming back. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, you got to have the power to live right. You can't live it without the Holy Ghost. My God, you might be sitting up in a church building, but my God, you got to have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Don't stop until the Holy Ghost come. Keep on seeking him. Keep on tearing. And if you keep him seeking him, I promise you, he will give it to you. The promise is said in the word is unto you and to your children, unto all men. It's to all, it's for everybody, even those that are far off. Hallelujah. One day, hallelujah, I call on the name of Jesus. Somebody begin to tell me what the word say, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I told the Lord, I want to be saved. I want to be saved. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to spend eternity, my God, in a hellfire. I want to be saved. Hallelujah. Somebody said the word. I call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For the Bible declared, whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I went down on my knees. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not ashamed to tell you. I went down on my knees and I called on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. One day I was on my job. Oh, God Almighty. I was in the ladies' room on my job. I went down. I'm not embarrassed to tell you. I made the commode my altar and I called on the name of Messiah. I called on the name of Jesus. I called him, and the more I called him, the better I felt, and the better I felt, the more I called him, and after a while, something took control of my tongue. The Holy Ghost began to speak. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost took control of my tongue. I knew then I had the Holy Ghost, for the evidence of the Holy Ghost is speaking in other tongues. I spoke in tongues. I got up, went on and finished my work on the job, went back to the house of the Lord, went back to the church, but able to tell them, I got the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. I got the power to live right. I got the power to walk right. I got the power to act right. I got the power to talk right. The Holy Ghost will lead you and it'll guide you. The Bible declares it'll bring all things to your remembrance. It'll let you know when you're done wrong. It'll speak to your heart. It'll speak to your mind and let you know that you've done wrong. That's why it's so important that you get the Holy Ghost, for it's the power to live right. It's the power, hallelujah, to do the right thing. When the enemy comes trying to get you to do the wrong thing, my God, the power of the Holy Ghost will lead you to the right way. Hallelujah. This word today is for you. Don't let the Lord come and catch you with your works undone. Don't let the Lord come and you're not ready. I'm here to tell you how to be ready. You can be ready. You don't have to be lost. You don't have to go to hell. You can live for with the Lord in eternity, because there is going, my God, to be, hallelujah, an eternity, because Jesus came here on this earth, stayed 33 and a half years, my God, chose 12 disciples so that the church could go on, hallelujah, they, my God, they all were the ones that he gave the instruction, told them what to do, told them how to do, told them on the day of Pentecost, he told them what to do. Somebody wanted to know what to do. Somebody still want to know what to do. And I'm still here to tell you what thus said the Lord, that the Lord said to repent of your sins. Hallelujah. Get sorry about it. Turn from them. Repent of your sins. Be baptized in the name. In the name. In the name. he promised. How you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The power to live right. And that was our subject. The power to live right. God wants you to have that power to live right. Hallelujah. He wants you to have it. Hallelujah. He chose 12 and he told us what to do. Hallelujah. We are the same. Hallelujah. We are the same, Lord. Lost ones as it was then. Hallelujah. And he told them what to do. When they wanted to know what to do, what shall we do? He told them what to do. Peter told them what to do. And the 11 standing with him in agreement. Hallelujah. When they were baptized. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They went forth preaching Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, preach Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, preach the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The power to live right. Hallelujah. He told them just what to do. And I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, if you never hear my voice anymore, I'm here to tell you what the Lord said. I'm here to tell you that God wants you to have the power to live right. God don't want you struggling. My God, God don't want you sitting up in a building. Hallelujah. My God is still got sin on your mind, got pardon on your mind. But I want you to know that Jesus can change your heart. He changed my heart. He can change your heart. He can have the power to live right. He can give it to you. And he will give it to you. Hallelujah. It's yours for the asking. Hallelujah. Amen. All you got to do, hallelujah, is do what the word says. Hallelujah. Repent of your sins. Hallelujah. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of those sins. That's the removal of your sins. Hallelujah. You shall receive, hallelujah, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's the power to live right. Hallelujah. And when he was getting ready to leave his disciples, hallelujah, he would let them know, praise God. Amen. You're going to receive power not many days from now. Hallelujah. But I want you to go to Jerusalem and wait there. Until they come, hallelujah. Praise God, we got to wait until the Holy Ghost come. Hallelujah, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. It's for you, hallelujah. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we are just so grateful to the Lord. Hallelujah for this opportunity. Praise God. I want to help you. I want to help you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to let you know that there is a power. Praise God. Amen. And that is the Holy Ghost. And that's the power to live right. I thank God for you. I thank God for the radio ministry today. Praise God. Amen. Looking. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. To the author and the finisher of our faith. I thank God for you. For you listening to the word of God today. Praise God. Amen. God, hallelujah, amen, is a good God. Praying for you. Blessings upon you that you've heard the word today and you will receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank God for you. Praise God. Radio listeners, thank you. Praise God.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week.
I remember when the choir would sing.